Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to another episode of The Brendan Show. Hey, y'all, it's Brendan, and I finished earlier today a Zoom call with a client of mine who is extraordinarily successful, way high achieving, and they were miserable. And they were trying to figure out why. Then they said, Brendan, why is it, I have everything. I have all the external successes in the world, but I still haven't figured out something. I said, what do you mean? And she was explaining how she had accomplished everything that you could earthly want, you know, in terms of like been on magazines, had lots of money, had a happy family, you know, had the cars and the houses and everything else like that. But her question was really powerful. I wanted to share that with you in this episode, which is, what is it that people want after they have everything they thought they wanted? Because so much of my work as a high performance coach is literally working one-on-one with people, and they're always trying to figure that out. You know, when we're first chasing success, a lot of us want those external measures of success, right? We want abundance and financial well-being. We want the ability to do what we want. We want to have, you know, for some people it's status, fame, money, power, impact.
you know, respect in their community, a professional career. You know, it depends on what people want. But the truth is, a lot of people are able to achieve that and succeed and have that. We call them high performers. So a high performer has success over the long term and much more than their peers or others around them. And yet I meet a lot of high performers who achieved it all. They have good health. They have good well-being. They got plenty of money and something is still bothering them. So what is it that people want after they've gotten what they thought they wanted? As a coach, I can tell with you, I think it's really three things that I have learned over 20 years of working with some of the world's most successful people. It's so obvious to me, and I'll usually work with them on this. Three simple things. The first thing that you want after you've already had your primary successes in your life is improved lifestyle. And I don't mean improved lifestyle like another car in the garage. I don't mean improved lifestyle like just another house. And by the way, those things are fine. Those external things like that, those external rewards, I'm not bemoaning those. What I'm saying is more people want more control over their time lifestyle. They want to have more free mornings. They want to be able to travel more. They want to be able to do what they want each day. In my book, The Motivation Manifesto, we call that personal freedom. The ability to be who we truly are, unencumbered by our own fears or external obligations to meet up to other people. And the ability to pursue things that really we find meaningful and deeply impactful. That's the lifestyle they want more of. Because guess what? Sometimes to get successful, they hustled and ground themselves into earth. You know, they worked for 10 years without taking a breath. You know, they fried their health or whatever. And now they're like, okay, I've kind of made it. What I'd like more now is more personal control and freedom about my lifestyle. I really want to enjoy the day more, right? That's a big piece of it. That's the no duh one. Everyone, I can always meet them on that conversation because that's easy for them to find that. Yeah, I want more time freedom. I want more flexibility. I want to do more of what I want to do. Cool. The second thing, though, where we really get into coaching, is people want more depth. They want more depth in their relationships, right? They want to deepen their relationship with their kids. They want to deepen their relationships with their coworkers, the people they lead. They want to deepen their relationship with their spouse, their partners. They want more depth in their sensation of the day. They're like, I want to feel the day again, Brendan. I've been going 24 miles an hour. I've been showing up, or 2,400 miles an hour. They've been going as fast as possible. And they're like, I want to feel life again. They want depth in the moment. So that's the stuff of mindfulness. That's the stuff of self-awareness. That's the stuff of presence. That's the stuff of spirituality, right? I want more depth and feeling in this life. That's often a mental, emotional and spiritual level of the conversation that we have to go into. Like, I want more depth. I really want to have depth in the hour, in the moment, in the feeling, in the sensation. They want more depth of gratitude, more depth of intimacy, more depth of joy, more depth in the sensations and the feelings of life, right? Because they've been skimming the surface. Now they want to go deep on their skill sets, their hobbies, their passions. Depth is something I can always connect with them on. The third thing they want is success for others. Because once you've been blessed with success for yourself, now you turn your mind sometimes into even more service for others. To me, I personally believe that you can't get your primary levels of success without having service to others, without connecting with others and contributing to other people's lives. But I've met a lot of people who, you know, they sell their company for hundreds of millions of dollars. As many of you guys know, I've worked with billionaires. I've worked with presidents. I've had the opportunity to work with Olympians and some of the most, like, really inspiring influencers of the world. But what I see about them is that there's a point in which they've gotten just enough for themselves where they really go all in. That's where you see the Bill Gates of the world, you know, leaving Microsoft so he can focus on the Gates Foundation to pour billions of dollars into giving, into philanthropy, into service, because he wants other people to survive and thrive and flourish. It's where you see so many people starting nonprofits after they've had success. It's where you see so many people now caring about how good of a leader they are. After they climb the ladder, they really want to reach down and help other people up. And it's true. I always am able to connect with the highest performers on this question of, how are you helping other people have more success, right? Are you mentoring other people? Are you providing for other people? Are you doing philanthropic work? Are you providing service in some new way? Are you making sure you're helping the next generation come up? Many of you all know in my own career, I bring people out and I mentor them in the influencer space. I help them launch a book, or I help them launch their courses, or I teach them the business model of live events or coaching. And I've been a mentor to some of the biggest influencers in the world because I got that blessing. I just wanted to write a book, and I'm on my sixth best-selling book. You know, I want to do a course one time. I've done 28 of them. I've had so much abundance in my own life. I want to give that back to other influencers. And many of you know I started the influencer business program or the influencer event or mentor all these other influencers you always see giving me shout outs, because I started asking that question even more diligently once I had a primary level of success for myself. So here's what I want you to think about. I want you to know the end targets here. Even no matter what you are doing, as you are doing it, know that even if you have all the success in the world, but you don't have the lifestyle you want, you don't have depth of feeling, emotion, joy, connection each day, and you don't live and strive and work to mentor others so they have success too, you will feel empty even if you're rich. You will feel hollow even if you did meaningful work in the world and other people were admiring it. You will feel fake even if you were on the covers of magazines being celebrated for being a good person. It will never be enough. You will never accumulate enough. So please listen to me. On your march to success, don't forget that no matter what, however far you get, you're gonna wanna know, is this the lifestyle I truly want to live? So build that now. Do I feel the depth of emotions and joy and connection with this day and in my relationships? Build that now. Are you helping other people succeed themselves? Not just taking, not just trying to succeed. Are you serving others, helping other people achieve higher levels of success? If you'll do those three things on your success journey, I promise not only will you arrive in a more magical place, you'll be happy when you do arrive there.
If you're ready to take your life to a whole new level, make sure you grab my book, High Performance Habits, How Extraordinary People Become That Way. It's available on Amazon right now. And when you order your copy, you're really supporting my channel and the message. And you're also getting a book that will reveal to you 20 years of my research into what is it that helps people go to a new level of success in their life. What does it really take? What habits are proven to help you reach long-term success in your career, your health, your personal life, your relationships? It's called High Performance Habits, How Extraordinary People Become That Way. It's available on Amazon right now.
Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. to earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com.